1212, yeah, yeah. It's
an old school. This is Carly. Obviously, the new single, Everybody Rise, you've explained it so many times already that it follows that narrative of getting feelings about someone who's apparently out of your league, but as if that would happen to Amy Shark.
Well, you know, I guess it's funny you say that because I've obviously kind of touched on the topic of unrequited love in a bunch of other songs, but this one was special just because, you know, there was definitely a time in my life where, you know, I wasn't Amy Shark and I, you know, I wasn't that kind of girl at school. Like I was really, I found it really hard to tell people how I felt. And I wasn't really confident when it came to boys and it was just very hard for me. So it's just, I guess that's what's kind of cool about this song is it's feels like, you know, now in my life, I get all these crazy messages from people and wanting to know, you know, the weirdest things. And it's still very strange for me to digest that, you know, people care this much or want to know this much. And I guess it's kind of meshing in the feeling of me like being that person who is very familiar with being on the bad side of unrequited love, and then also being in this situation where you're getting all these I don't want to say crazy people, you're getting people writing
intrigued people.
Very intrigued people writing to you, and, you know, because I've got so many beautiful fans too that are just so interested and want to know so much. But yeah, it's like it's a weird time to have that healthy balance of fan and artist. And I think there's just a really crazy worship culture happening at the moment. That's an interesting conversation. I just thought it was a very interesting sort of idea for a song.
The messy bun has made a return in the music video for Everybody Rise. Amy Shark, this is your iconic look. How did it come about? Because it's usually something that people are rocking at home, wearing next to nothing. They've got the messy bun on. But it's your look. We love it.
It's funny because, you know, we've had the conversation and I definitely was the one that brought it up. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Is it getting old now? And, you know, I have a big, big team in America and they're like, no, like you need to keep this. And it's easy for me because I don't know. I feel like if I don't have, you know, the top knot and just my usual get up on stage, like who even is Amy Shark, you know? And I went to a dinner once where these parents came up and they were like, oh, can you get a photo with my daughter? She loves you. And she was really young. She must have been like 6 or something. And she came up and I could hear her say to her mom, she was like really scared. And she was like, that's not Amy Shark. Like, because I had a baseball cap on and I was kind of just chilling. And she's like, that's not Amy Shark. She doesn't have a top knot. And I was like, wow, this is bigger than I think, because kids really associate with that look.
And you brought your top knot to Townsville, Groove in the Mood 2017. We can't wait to have you back here again. Can you remember, did you get to enjoy any of Townsville while you were here, or was that a bit of a fly-in, fly-out for Groove in the Mood?
It was a bit of a rush. Like Groove in the Moo in general is like a big school camp. You know, we all kind of are on that tour together, all the artists. And it's usually a bit of a mission because everyone has so many other things to get, you know, back for and probably have their own shows that they're trying to get done as well. But my keyboardist and bass player and guitarist, actually, he's a bit of a multi-instrumentalist, Brad Hosking, is from Townsville. And he's like, I don't know, every time we go there, it's like he's the mayor of Townsville. Like, he knows everybody. So it was really funny, like, because, you know, his whole family and friends got to come. And it was really cool for him to sort of go home and play such a big show there with us.
You're welcome back anytime, the whole crew. We would love, love, love to have you back in Townsville. Beautiful weather for it, as you know, growing up on the Gold Coast.
Of course.
Sharky, you've just freshly turned 34. And I just want to touch on this because I think that in the entertainment industry, it is a beautiful thing that someone who is now in their 30s is at the peak of their career. We see so many people these days. Obviously, Tones and I, we've worked out she's not 19, but people are in New Zealand, like Benny, only about 20, 21 years old. She is just going off at the moment. But what were you doing in your 20s? Were you hoping that your career was going to kickstart then, or are you happy with the way it's played out?
I think, you know, and you know, I want to advocate, I want to sort of be that person to sort of show that. It's one being 34 and it's one being a 34-year-old female as well, because it's very, you know, it's a hard thing to juggle. And yeah. I kind of wouldn't have it any other way, because all those years of my 20s, you know, were kind of like preparing me for this moment where I'm not really scared of anything. I've dealt with so many assholes, and I've dealt with so many weird situations, and I've had banter and people yell stuff out at me at pubs and clubs, and had stuff poured down all my guitars and gear and stuff. And I kind of needed all that to really prepare for the real world and know how to hold myself and know what banter to have when, and how to just how to work with people, you know. And if I didn't have that experience up my sleeve, I don't think I would have made the decisions that I've made and got to the position that I am now. So, yeah, I mean, I was hitting my head against a brick wall thinking this is just never going to happen, and I need to give up, and I did give up. But it just kind of shows that in a weird sort of way, the universe wasn't letting me give up just yet. I just had to wait out my time.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.